Good morning, good morning, leaders of faith listeners. This is Pastor Michael Bailey, and welcome to your early morning cup of bread. Now, we know that man cannot live by bread alone, but this segment is meant to inspire, encourage, motivate, and wake you up to what Christ is calling you to do. Welcome. Hey, how's everybody doing? Today's message is called Stay Addicted to God. That's right, stay addicted to God. And the foundation scripture for this message is found over in 1 John 2:15 through 17. And it reads, "Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." Amen. And let us pray. Heavenly Father, I come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Father, in Jesus' name, I ask that you bless this message, that the word of God that you put in my heart goes forth unhindered and unchecked by any outside force. That everybody listening under the sound of my voice is blessed and provoked to stay addicted to the Lord our God. That your will be done in our life, not our will, but your will be done, Father God. Now, Jesus, I ask that you breathe life on this word and that you continue to breathe life in us. Holy Spirit, I ask that the word sown in our hearts does not fall to the wayside, that the seed of the word continues to be watered in our hearts and it grows up and propels us forward through life, and that we take the action of faith, because faith without works is dead. Now, Father in heaven, I thank you for blessing the people of God with the word of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Stay addicted to God. So as I'm sitting at the library going over homework with my children one day, my son turns to me and says that someone told him that some people are addicted to God. I said, So I let him know, son, that is a good thing. It's good to be addicted to God. You know, God is the blueprint of our lives. And if we are not addicted to him, then anything else is an idol. My son said, yeah, I agree. So I let him know that being addicted to God does not mean you can't enjoy life, because God has given us all things to freely enjoy. That is, as long as it lines up with the word of God. Amen. So why should we stay addicted to God? Let's look at a first case truth. Proverbs 14 and 12. There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. God framed and fashioned us, and Holy Spirit leads and guides us into all truth. We don't know our own way, y'all, as we sojourn in this life. But the good news is this: Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. The Godhead wrote the most successful life manual that we must stay addicted to, and that's the word of God. Let's look at a second case truth. Jeremiah 29:11 reads, "For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end." I think that thing is already planned, y'all. Somebody say, a good and expected end. You see, God's desire for you and me is to win big in Christ, win big in Christ. And in order to win big, we must hearken to his voice. That's listen and obey his commands. Let's stay addicted to God, y'all. Staying addicted to God is carrying out his will. Not my will, Lord, but your will be done. When we stay addicted to God, we live the abundant life through Christ Jesus. Say amen to that. You know, God is a jealous God. God tells us in his word, there should be no other gods before me. Having other gods before our only wise and living God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is adultery. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Satan is constantly waiting to double dutch with you. He's waiting to choke the word out with the same double dutch rope and shake your faith. So he throws the things in life at us, especially the things that we like. He throws them as a distraction. This is why we must inquire of the Lord on everything presented in our path. That's what David did. You know, all good things are not God things. Just like Jesus was tempted in the wilderness when Satan offered Jesus the kingdoms of this world in Luke 4, Satan tried to get Jesus to commit idolatry by offering Jesus the things of this world. But Jesus already owned it all. He already knew that he owned it all. You too, my friends, as a joint heir with Christ Jesus, you own it all, because all things are yours. And let us go back to the scripture, Luke 4:8. And it reads, "And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Getting caught up in the pride of life is idolatry. It makes us not only forget God, but keeps us comfortable in what is fading away. That's what the scripture was talking about in 1 John 2:17. "And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof." And let us read it again. "And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever." Being comfortable in the things that fade away. Now we see this, someone being comfortable in the things that fade away, when we look at the rich young ruler. He was grieved and uncomfortable when Jesus told him to part ways with his possession. Let's look at Mark 10:22. And it reads, "And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions." And what was the saying that was said to him? Well, let's go back to Mark 10:21. And this is Jesus. "Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, One thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me." And so Jesus instructs him to give up all his possessions and give to the poor, and come follow him, follow Jesus. But the rich man, he was grieved. The young man was so addicted to his possessions that he wasn't addicted to God. His riches was his strong city. Someone say idolatry. But Jesus, our sample, we know that he stays addicted to God. The worldly things offered to him in the desert, they didn't make Jesus bend nor forget God. Say amen to that. We have to be more like Jesus. Romans 12:2 says, "And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." So it's vital to renew our minds in Christ. If we don't, we are subject to assimilating to the world's way of doing things. And the world puts God out. We see it all over in the schools. We see it in the workplace. We see it in the government. Babylonian mindsets are agitated with God, and they put God out. But God clearly points out in his word, starting in Deuteronomy 28:15, the consequences of not hearkening to his voice. And it reads, "But it shall come to pass, if thou would not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee." Now you can read the rest of those curses by going to Deuteronomy 28 and start at verse 15 and read it throughout. Read it when you have time. In Gideon's generation, when they were pressed up in the caves, chilling out by the wine presses because the Midianites came against them, and they was back there getting skinny because they couldn't eat, they dared them to come out the caves. And every time they planted food, the enemy would destroy the crops. But this was God's doing, because they forgot God. And we know that God is in the generation of the righteous. And what about the children of Judah? When they were delivered over into Babylon for 70 years, in both cases, they forgot about God. They weren't addicted to God. And God's word did not return void. He tells us all over in Deuteronomy 28. Stay addicted to God. How do we know that God wants us to stay addicted to him? Well, God gives us profound instructions when he says, "My sheep hear my voice." He also says, "Pray without ceasing. Speak in your most heavenly language. Continue earnestly in prayer." Now that's good stuff right there. Now these are some of the benefits of staying addicted to the Lord our God. God will make your name great. We know God marketed and advertised his only begotten son Jesus by saying from eternity, "You are my son in whom I am well pleased." And we know that everybody heard it and everybody read it. Amen. Making your name great. What else? You'll get favor with God and man. Even if they don't like a brother or a sister, they still got to give you favor because you are addicted to God. And how about the brand new mercies that you get every day, each and every morning? Brand new mercies. So stay addicted to God. And as I close, I'll point out two things that we should not do. That's trust in man and trust in money. It's clearly pointed out that trusting in man, whose flesh can fade away like the flower in the grass, especially in the time of trouble, is like a broken tooth and foot out of joint. Let's look at Proverbs 25 and 19. And it reads, confidence in an unfaithful man in time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. Good God of mercy. Some men just run in the days of adversity, and they can't even run with their foot all out of joint. But they try to trust in and stay addicted to God. We are to trust in the Lord our God with all our hearts. Say amen to that. Amen. How about trusting in money? All the money in the world can't bring a person back from the dead, it says in the Word of God, even if given to God for a ransom. Psalms 49, 6 and 7 reads that they trust in their wealth and boast themselves in the multitude of their riches. None of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. See that? Money has no value in the kingdom of God. So why trust in it on earth? It is the now faith that is our currency. Stay addicted to God and use the now faith as your substance. The Word of God says no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. That's Matthew 6:24. Mammon, pronounced in the Greek, is mammonos, meaning confidence in wealth, and it is of Chaldee origin. The Chaldeans are the people of Babylon, and we know that today's world is a type of Babylon. So God does not want us to trust in a Babylonian system that is fading away, nor the way it does things. God wants us to have confidence in him and what he can do in our lives only. That's period. We know that money is under our feet. We must chase after the Lord our God and stay addicted to our Heavenly Father, just like our Lord and personal Savior Jesus Christ did. Jesus says over in John 5:19, verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing of himself but what he seeth the Father do. Wow, being in the world but not of the world, Jesus only does what he sees the Father do. Now that's focus. That sounds like being addicted to God to me. How about that? So like Jesus taught us in Matthew 6:33, we must seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto us. Folks, when we stay addicted to God and find out who we are in Christ, the people, places, and the things will be added unto us. Not as gods, not as idols, not as adultery, but to freely enjoy as a byproduct of staying addicted to God. Amen. Stay addicted to God. I hope this helps you. I hope this blesses you. Be blessed. Amen and amen.
Hey, this is Pastor Michael Bailey. Thanks for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Now, if the Leaders of Faith Show is helping you out, please be sure to share with your friends on social media. As well, if God has put in your heart to help our ministry grow, go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and sow a seed in faith. Once again, thank you for listening to the Leaders of Faith Show, Morning Cup of Bread. Be blessed.
Hey, if you desire to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, repeat this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive my sins and save me from eternal separation from God. By faith, I accept your work and death on the cross as sufficient payment for my sins. I ask that you come into my life and make me whole again. Thank you for providing the way for me to know you and to have a relationship with my Heavenly Father. Through faith in you, I have eternal life. Thank you also for hearing my prayers and loving me unconditionally. Please give me the strength, wisdom, and determination to walk in the center of your will. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
If you just said that prayer with me, congratulations on being born again and welcome into the kingdom of God. If you don't have a church home, be sure to get into a Bible-believing church. Once again, congratulations for being born again. Continue to read His word, get guidance, and be blessed. Hey, get inspired, motivated, and empowered through the Word of God. Tune into the Leaders of Faith show every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with your host, Pastor Michael Bailey. Go to our website, TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org, and download the Leaders of Faith show. Thanks for listening. Hey, if you need any type of special prayer, be sure to contact us by email, prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org. That's prayer@TrinityStoneChristianFellowship.org.
Are you ready to gather what's rightfully yours? Do you understand the core strength within inside of you? If life has tried to beat you down and has put you in a transition, then enroll in the Mighty Men of Valor Institute's 3-month course to gain your strength. Let's reframe your foundation. To find out more about the class, go to the Mighty Men of Valor Institute's website and enroll at imichaelbailey.net/mightymen. That's imichaelbailey.net/mightymen.
Hey, tune in to the On Demand Inspired by Faith broadcast. It is a new wave of faith-based radio. Listen and get inspired as we are building your faith one show at a time. Tune in at inspiredbyfaithbroadcast.net. That's inspiredbyfaithbroadcast.net.